Armadoxy for today. Goals. The entrepreneurial spirit was defined yesterday by risk. The parable of the talents offered by Jesus illustrated the importance of risking talents and resources with which God has entrusted us. We ended yesterday by pointing to the prize, which was the kingdom of heaven, said Jesus. It is not enough to work or labor unless the goal is worthy of that toil and effort. The goal of our efforts must always be in our focus. Goals may be devious. In the parable of the talents, it is easy to assume that the monetary riches are the goal of their managerial skills. But on closer inspection, it is obvious that the monetary amount is the reward and not the goal itself. With the world in turmoil and with fighting close to home, it is imperative that we zoom in on the goal that sits before us. Jesus sets it as the kingdom of heaven. This is not a place or a time to come, but in Orthodox understanding, it is enacted with Jesus. It is a state of mind. It is within and without us. It is, as Jesus says, like a merchant looking for fine pearls. And when he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought that pearl. When our efforts and our actions have purpose beyond the temporal plane, meaning comes to our life. Today there is a blockade of food and medical supplies to the Armenian population in Artsakh. The government of Azerbaijan has targeted the Armenians for annihilation. In other words, they are in the process of committing the second Armenian genocide. Like the expressive monkeys, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil, the world has closed its eyes, ears, and mouth to the plight of the Armenians. So what now? Well, today, His Eminence Archbishop Hovnan Derdeyan, the primate of the Western Diocese, will announce a 24-hour fast for solidarity with our brothers and sisters in Artsakh. This is a simple effort by which a huge goal can be accomplished by a small group of people. It is an effort in which everyone can participate. But most importantly, the goal of the effort benefits others. Jesus says, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. It is in sacrifice that love is revealed, and the cross, as the symbol of suffering, transforms to the symbol of love. Make the connection with the parable of the talents, and now we understand that if the end goal is the kingdom of heaven, then it is expressed by the love we have for one another. Tomorrow we will look at the power of fasting to overcome the worst of evils. For today, accept the challenge. The fast will be announced at 5 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time at the Azerbaijan Consulate in West Los Angeles. Abstain from eating for 24 hours. It's hopeful to expect that the Azeris will have a change of heart because of your fasting. But have no worries, because something remarkable will happen as a result of your fasting. You will have a change of heart. You will understand the power that you have within you to bring about change. You will not need to look elsewhere for solutions that are already within you. The kingdom has been enacted. Let us pray the prayer which our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,
theapostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.
Hi, this is Father Voskin, and I thank you for joining us for Armadoxy for today. Did you know that we have a weekly podcast? It's called The Next Step. And this week we're talking about personal responsibility, especially in light of, well, in the fire of, let's say, Hawaii. What is our responsibility beyond ourselves? You can check it out. It's at epostle.net or on your favorite podcatcher. Take care and God bless.